Begin by getting yourselves into a comfortable position. Sitting, lying down, or even standing. Begin by just gently breathing. Be aware of your body. Be aware of your body's connection to the earth. Be aware of the space around you. Be aware of the top of your body and the bottom of your body, the left side and the right side, the front and the back. Just embrace your three-dimensionality, getting the sense of inside and outside, feeling the solidity of your body, feeling the space around your body. Relaxing into being the living tree of life, embodying the tree. Be aware of the midline of your body, the middle pillar. Pay attention to the soles of your feet and just feeling there the sense of Malchut, the earth contact. The connection to the deep earth, connection to solidity. Be aware of your pelvis. Be aware of the Sefira Yesod, the foundation of life, that center point of movement, of balance, sexuality, of life energy, and of all things lunar. Feeling the sense of the connection between Malchut and Yesod. Following the middle pillar upwards, the level of the solar plexus, we find Tiferet, the heart sphere, the sphere of presence. Feeling that sense of presence, the solar warmth of Tiferet connecting with the fluidity and the deep strength of Yesod, connecting with the earth contact of Malchut. Following the middle pillar up, we find ourselves in the throat, in the heart, into the sphere of mystery, the knowing of not knowing, the gateway to the non-dual. Feeling that sense of mystery and transfiguring presence, touching Tiferet, touching Yesod, touching Malchut. Following the pillar up to above our heads, we find the sphere of Keter, the crown, the non-dual perfect presence, the crown and the root of creation. We are held by that unconditional presence that touches all points of our body, all points of the tree. And out of that unconditional presence, on the left side of the head, we find Chokmah, the sphere of non-dual will. On the right side, Bina, the sphere of non-dual love and understanding. We feel the unity of the supernal triangle, the unity of love and will, and unconditional presence, which as it passes through the prism of the art opens into, on the left side of the body, the love and the compassion of Gedula. On the right side of the body, the clarity and the will of Gebura. Joining together in the heart presence of Tiferet. Flowing down the body, touching the left hip and the right hip, touching Netzach and Hod, touching the feelings and the thoughts of the mind, touching down into Malchut, into the matter and body, feeling the unity of the living tree, feeling the unconditional presence, will and love of the supernals, supporting the clarity and the compassion of Gebura and Gedula, deepening the balance point of Tiferet, blessing the thoughts and the feelings of Hod and Netzach, charging and potentizing the chi and the life energy of Yesod, illuminating the earth and the matter of the body and the world. Feeling the coming together of the living tree, resting into it, letting it hold us. Feeling the intensity of the Sephirot, the coat of many colors. The pure whiteness of Keter. The radiant red blackness of Bina, the kaleidoscope of starry grey in Chokmah, the red of Gebura, the blue of Gedula, the golden yellow of Tiferet, the greening of Netzach, the orange fire of Hod, the deep purple silver of Yesod, and the earth colors of Malchut. Feeling the radiance of the spheres combining together, each sphere intensifying each other, creating a great multicolored radiant shape that shines through the cells of our body, through our bones and flesh and blood, into the space around us, filling the space, being the living tree in the living world. Feeling the resource of the tree as something that is always within us, that can be summoned forth in a moment. Malchut. Yesod, Hod, Netzach, Tiferet, Gebura, Hesed, Da'at, Bina, Hokma, Keter. You are the living tree in the living world, and your radiance fills all space. Bless yourselves and bless the world.